Yes.
All right. As we were saying, you're back at the house. All right. Fender is there. He's like, you guys don't mess around. This almost doesn't fit the pool. You don't mind if I just flip it a few times, right? Because I got to bump into it to get it in there.
That should be fine.
No, I don't think so, because we have that fragile box. He moves it.
Is it fine, like, manipulation?
Yeah, actually, I prefer it as fine manipulation than some of the others.
No, I don't know exactly how your force moving power.
I mean, I assume it's moving the whole thing in mass.
It's like the X-Wing.
Okay.
Yeah. He chose to throw a vehicle with it before.
Yeah, I was like, is that the only way? Just
no, that's the final word. That's how you let go of it.
Oh, I was going to say, no.
If you want. Yeah. You can usually gently rest. That's the preferred method. It's fine. It's even accessible for the doorway. All right. If you missed some of the details for what they were doing off the computer, they're happy. You guys can go back inside. Your contact is in.
We've recovered the ingots.
Fine work. The blame has been placed on the bank. What?
That was not our intent.
That is the result. You have foiled the plans of an evil dark side. There were those that I know among you.
Good point. I told him someone had to take the blame.
And
not us.
Yes. No, good point. You're right.
Right. Your fingerprints have been removed.
I don't think you touched anything.
We would have no ties to our masters.
What's in the box?
I'm just saying.
Stop doing that. People think you're actually doing it.
Yeah, I know. I give them the fourth thought. I keep thinking you hand. Save the hand for when it counts.
I think the Jedi do that all the time.
You're even doing it now.
Okay, sorry.
That's just Mel. Mel is always doing the best.
All right. Your contact, this is the first time you guys have seen him. He's an older man. You see a gray beard, or a graying beard, but he's wearing a hood. You figure he's a Jedi, the way he looks. But he says, they were an unexpected measure. They are dangerous. But if you continue to place the blame on them, it will be easy to consider the injury. Or perhaps you can find some other way.
That is not our job. Our job was to merely get the ingots and to disrupt the economy.
Your job was to assist the Jedi.
And we did. We have not yet completed our mission, which is now we must disrupt the meeting between the Intergalactic Bankers Club. Club?
Yeah.
Club. What is it?
Bankers.
Cartel.
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 Clan.
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 All right. The Hutts and the Black Sun. Have we discovered where they are located yet?
And the Confederacy Sisters and the Techno Unit. And you find out there's political people.
And other assorted scum, the likes of which you will find no other place in the galaxy except Tatooine.
Careful. Some of these people are here purely for political reasons.
Huh. Like I said, scum.
Right here.
Quite interesting, Jedi. There were those among the Jedi that I have passed in my travels that suggested that you were not up to task. It would be difficult enough for this master. I'm glad that you have started to prove them wrong. Complete this successfully, I should think the Jedi Council would be quite impressed.
Perhaps I will find a place on the Jedi Council myself.
What is your name?
My name is Alvin Ford. Know that I'm a friend of the Jedi, and I have confirmed such with you.
Was he the one who gave us the mission?
Please, our contact on this planet.
I am the Jedi's contact with the Jedi Council. However, since the judicials have not seen fit to rescue their agents stuck in the midst of that committee meeting, I also must deliver a message on behalf of all.
Say that again? A judicial in the committee meeting?
There was this meeting that's coming up, the conference. Let's just call it the conference. The conference had a deep cover agent in it.
What is his fate?
That is to be determined. We thought there was a tremendous risk. We have not been in contact. The Republic thought there was a tremendous risk.
Can I make a perception to see if he's hiding something?
Absolutely.
That was like...
Do you have reroll perception?
I don't even know what that is.
I love it when you say it like that, though. No, you don't.
Go ahead and do this assignment.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I'm only good at re-rolling two days.
Really evil people.
Yeah. Well, have you informed us where the meeting's going to take place?
Yes, everybody knows.
We know that. Okay, yeah, right next to the assassination place, right?
Right, it's like almost across the street from it. It is the biggest hotel in the city. In an Eridu kind of way.
Yeah. So what did he say before that? That if we could continue to what? If we continue to place the blame on the Bandagora?
That is almost a uniting factor. You will need to do more than simply do that, but that will also help.
Help what?
Help disrupt the nature of the darker forces that are clearly involved with this. You may not want to be so negative about the separatism itself.
Whoa. The separatists are disloyal to the Republic. We cannot have that.
On the planet of every world are families that simply care about the next meal and how their families are.
And the Republic shall provide it to them.
And it shall be done well.
A want bread in every pot.
Alright. Is that like communism?
No. It's the Republic's great plan.
Right.
The New Deal.
It is interesting that you say so. I think there are many in the Jedi Council who would agree with you. Well, I wish you well, all of you. An excellent job. And he leaves.
Alright.
So you guys basically are going to have to keep it kind of fast moving, but how do you want to dig it up? Do you each want to find a way to dig at them and kind of pull something out and mess with their heads? Or?
I want to go and tap in my underground contact to see if I could get some of those skull masks they had. I mean, as long as you wear one of those, you can easily pose as one of them.
You know exactly who to ask. Actually, all you have to do is say Defender, get the guys from the police department to pull the rest of those masks. What few there were.
Let's wear those masks and raid the meeting.
But aren't the cult full of dark Jedi? Are all of them dark Jedi? Or is this...
Only their leaders.
I don't want to smash it up, but there are bounty hunters for bodyguards and bounty hunter units trying to get jobs that are going to be there. A lot of the government guys might run and hide when they see guys like you run in, but if you try to start a fight, so between the Huts and the Black Sun and anybody else interested, there would be a lot of shit.
Excellent.
Not people that galaxy might necessarily miss,
but not even sure.
You would be concerned that they might dark side it up.
We already know that there are Black Sun members already in the building that are going to be with us. We could easily impersonate and then impersonate the Black Sun. After a certain point, we then attack them yelling out the cult.
So the second stage of this is just to disrupt the meeting?
Yeah.
And we can do that very easily.
I don't know, maybe hack on the computer.
Let us send fire alarms.
Fire alarms, right.
Well, I mean, you want to drive a wedge.
Oh, okay, so that's different.
Make it remember, not just like, go get out of the building.
All right, we should do something with the gold.
I think framing is probably our best option here. Yeah. We're devastating. Framing one group for the theft that just obviously took place is probably our best option. Now, we succeeded very well on this. We have things other than gold and that box, which we still don't understand, which we need to deal with, We have some of the art. We can spare at least one or two things.
That's all new to you.
Art?
Oh, God.
Yeah. But, and I don't need to know that if you don't want to.
Not the first time you've been caught with your pants down.
But, you know, what we could do is put the art in the room where the meeting's going to be.
Yes.
Just before, the night before, put the art in the room where the meeting's going to be.
Just have his janitorial staff with fake clearances go in there, drop off the art.
Absolutely. You guys can work, I absolutely guarantee you can work that entire building staff up. Mm-hmm. It's the same staff. They're not anything special. You know, the ones you have to watch for the actual actual delegations and they don't come to the conference room.
This is what I think. If we just had something that we could make the cuts.
I actually did volunteer the R. I'm not so concerned about material wealth.
So then I'll say,
problem over with.
Then I'll say, if you really have acquired art that was in the safe, then by placing it in the room where the meeting's going to be held, the huts will raise.
Unless the security guard that clears the room first, decides to seal it, but even that'd be a little crazy.
Well, we'll have to be on the premises to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right, so that's one thing. You're sticking the ARP.
Yeah.
The container's definitely been opened.
Yeah.
That's going to put a wedge between the IGVC, the MUNS, and the HUTs.
Right.
Any more chaos that you guys want to provide?
The other party is the Black, what was it?
Black Sun.
Black Sun.
What's their involvement?
They are everywhere that the HUTs are not, throughout the whole galaxy. They are said to have an entire army at their disposal at any time. However,
this object that's in this sealed thing, to change this topic for a second here, I'm still sensing it that it is a disturbance in the force.
Yes, you have a deep, dark thing in your pit.
I have like telepathy or improved telepathy.
Right.
I'm going to try to sense thought. Anything like that?
It's usually one way out.
Oh, okay.
Between the way I have. No, but seriously, no, I want you to do that, actually. You can do sense surroundings anyway.
All right.
Give it a few minutes. Do you want these guys to watch you while you do it?
Yeah, they can watch. I don't care. I'm just going to say, I'm going to try to understand this disturbance in the force. 20.
You completely understand it. It is an item of great power, personally held by a Sith a long time ago.
Oh, there's an item of great power.
Right.
I sense
it is not what you drew, though. Interesting that you drew it, but it's not what you drew.
What did I draw?
The hilt. It is one of many things in the hilt, mostly blades.
Oh, that's a blade?
You sense a curve, you sense a blade. Blades.
So a curved blade. All right. So it is a Sith artifact.
What's a Sith?
A Sith are the users of the Dark Force.
If you're gonna have some words in
there. They are the enemies of the Jedi. There are only two of them ever at one time.
Well, that should make it easy.
You would think. But look at those two, all the power of the Dark Force is channeled. They're very bad.
Is it Sith Lords?
Yes.
So they are... Underlings.
You see,
underlings. They must have underlings. Yes. Users of the Dark Force. As many as there is evil in the world.
So Lord is just sort of honorary title.
Well, there are only two of them. Two of the Lords. But then they must have underlings.
I'm sorry. So I missed the last couple sentences.
We're just making things up.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's what I like.
We're bantering back and forth. I asked someone to sit this. We asked what
you're,
Lords
you're
are.
Brainstorming evil objects. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can I take a look at it?
We've concluded that Sith are bad.
Yes. Well,
can you get rid of this immediately? Like, send it to your...
It must be turned in to the Jedi Council.
But wait, there is another. Because you're 20, I'm also...
But wait, there is another.
There is another object.
Object.
another object that is currently inactive around it. Find the trap. It is another... Jedi or Sith composed item.
So there are two Jedi items in there.
Two Force items.
So you don't want
but it is dangerous. Yes.
I don't think we should.
Do you want to open the box?
You
want to see what's inside the box?
Why would it be sealed? Why would it be sealed in this container?
First of all, the Sith are old. They have not been seen in hundreds of thousands of years. Certainly in numbers, it's been... Real numbers, it's been 10,000 years. Or 4,000 years since the fall.
All right. I care.
The item will no doubt survive, but... Very
not extended period.
Now I know what you're drawing.
I don't know what I'm drawing. on.
Now, have you ever been tested for telepathy? And I'm not even kidding. I mean, all right. Anyway, we'll do this later.
It's amazing.
I mean, there's only a couple things it could be, I guess.
Just practicing the hand.
Yeah, just keep doing this.
You eventually catch people's thoughts.
So. Still wins the game. Bye. All right.
My thoughts are that it has been sealed for a reason, and we do not know that reason. Until we know, we'll leave it sealed.
Well, let's get rid of it.
I will bring it to the Jedi Council.
He knows enough about technology. Yeah. Yeah,
can you X-ray this thing?
It's a lot of time to be wasted right now.
Do we have the facilities for X-rays?
I don't know. Do we?
Vendor has the money.
Let us say this. It is of no concern. It is no harm to us right
it
now.
It is irrelevant right now.
Yeah.
Very well.
It is. So let us
see Black Suns.
Because we have agreed to this.
I have an idea for the Black Suns, but it's iffy.
Are we going to take them out and then impersonate the Black Suns?
You pitched that before, guys.
That's what I've been saying.
My one issue with that is I don't want to do it. I don't want to get caught.
We don't want to do a lot of things.
I definitely don't want to get caught.
You're not going to get caught. This is we have to be very.
But once disguised, how do we so descend within the groups?
No. You're talking to a master criminal is very good at disguising things,
right? So what was your plan?
We know where they are. You can use your force powers to knock them out. We don't have to murder them.
Yeah.
And then we'd be able to take the IDs.
No. I got it. We're disguising my
son. You get to that point and you've already successfully impersonated. How do you want? What is your leverage? What is your mechanism for defeating the other organization simply by being the Black Sun or kind of on their way out already? Not that I'm criticizing. Actually, the plan is actually.
I mean, what do we do in the community?
I would, because are they all under an alliance? Let's start a war.
Yeah, but what specifically are we doing? I have an idea. Disguise as the Black Suns, which is your idea. What we would do now that we're disguised as the Black Suns is we go into a location, go into the hotel, rob something from the huts or from the banking thing.
All you have to do is insult them during the meeting.
Well, the thing is that
gets them all ganged up on the Black Sun.
On us specifically.
Yeah, on us specifically.
What we want to do is rob them, but in the process of it, or just breaking in and looking for material. In the process, we turn off all the cameras, but we miss one. We miss one. One camera actually shows us the Black Suns.
I have a feeling I've worked with
some
you
bad
before.
Stuff.
But what?
Listen, I have a history with cameras. Okay, let's just move on.
Oh yeah, the double camera. You failed that.
So basically, what I'm suggesting is we do some espionage, make it look like there's no way we could have been found except for that one hidden camera that we didn't catch that shows us doing it, which isn't really us, it's the Black Suns.
And what do we do?
Some sort of espionage. Even if it means we have to rob from the huts or the clan, something. Something really bad.
Well, I want to make sure I'm at the meeting so we can definitely disrupt it. Better to be directly there.
But especially since at the meeting, what do you do to disrupt it?
Right.
That focuses the ire on the groups rather than on you specifically. Right?
Well, I have the diplomatic ability to attack the other criminal organization.
Sounds good. Well, let's do it.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. All right.
Can we use a bounty hunter in this as well?
Yeah, because what you got is a bunch of higher end bounty hunters that are there, like the old Mandalorians. They're not the new Mandalorians that just recently got killed with Count Dooku about 2 years back.
Is it possible that we can pose as set up a bounty on another?
I'm gonna see. I gave him the telegraphic paper. Now he's gonna know everything. Yes, I'm sorry.
It looks like the bounty hunters. They're essentially merchants.
Right.
We pose as one group, set up a bounty on one member of the other group.
That's another element to it. We could dress up as huts or whatever, you know.
It's going to be more difficult for us to dress as huts.
Who's the front, who's the back?
Not as an actual hut, but as his men.
I don't want to be the middle.
Agents, pay the bounty hunters to go after the Black Sun. We actually picked the worst bounty hunters there.
Well, that would mean that
they'll get caught.
I'm familiar enough with the huts to know that Darth Caesar will be able to manipulate his mind.
Well, we're not manipulating the huts. We're just looking like huts. We're going to hire a bounty hunter.
I'm going to take a moment to intervene with the medicine here for that part of it, though. The huts are only going to have one actual hype. Most of the talking until the actual meeting of the big leagues is done by his immediate subordinates.
Yeah, but every time I say hus, I'm not talking about the slur. I'm talking about his delegation.
Oh, yeah. Let's combine the plans. Let us take the at least some of the objects of art, put it in the committee room.
Done.
Which is plan one, which is already bringing the hus. So I'm saying that kind of already covered that.
And we will disguise ourselves as, you know, we will disguise ourselves as somebody to be in the committee room as well. And probably what makes the most sense is we disguise ourselves as mercenaries, bounty hunters, so that we can make sure that, one, the objects are noticed, and I can try to coerce people's activities while we're there.
All right.
And you guys are there to...
So you guys are going over the Black Sun.
Yeah, however, just spend the entire...
Because I don't see how... I mean, being there in disguise is good, but I don't see how being in the Black Sun helps us.
Well, I just know, as a criminal mastermind and lord, that I know how to manipulate a conversation.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Then let's do that.
And he does, too.
And he is also a mastermind.
And I think that's playing to your strengths. I'm gonna...
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to pull out a gun. I haven't pulled out a gun for the past 2 days. I'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And in a way, also, it's to make new mercenaries on the spot. It's kind of like it's the new guy on the block.
Yeah, we can't fake up the fact.
I can't easily disguise ourselves as huts because several of the people working for the huts have known each other for a long time. Criminal organizations are not like
even if you guys were just raining about
more like family.
Sounds good.
Okay. So you guys go in
as long as we take over the...
There's only three Black Suns. We could easily impersonate all three of them rather than...
Okay, so we will be the Black Sun.
I actually have a couple of friends.
You're going to need to either be Ringo or Zeffo, because you're probably the weakest spot, the weakest link in the chain. Other than that, you're good, though. You also have deception training. So between the four of you, all right, you leave the items of art, and when Jango Fett himself comes in to check the room for surveillance equipment, he reports it right away to the huts because he's a man of his word. The huts are outraged. They're already leaning on the separatists in the mind. They're pissed. The Black Sun agents that you guys are replacing, it looks like they took a moment to convene on it. You're interrupted after your preparations are complete by members of the separatist delegations asking for help because the huts are out of control and they're blaming the IGBC personally for the disaster that's happened. That their own art was thrown, like the art that was given to them was thrown back by the huts or whoever, right back in front of them, and they can't keep the Bandavora in line or whoever, a bunch of druggies, maybe, whoever did this, you know, huts don't look good for this, the IGBC don't look good for this, they blame each other. Now you have the ear of the separatist delegations. These are the guys who are more political than you. You see familiar, you see actually a couple of familiar faces, they don't recognize you. You're in with pros.
We're in the conference now?
Yes. I'm advancing.
Oh, of course.
Sorry.
It's obvious that the huts are not competent enough, but please, the Black Sun have always had a reputation for getting the job done and more safely than they could ever do so.
And they completely tilt the rudder to your direction. They want to follow the Black Sun. They're asking if any of the bounty hunter gangs that are here today are worth it.
It's a shame that the centralized leadership of the huts wasn't as strong as the previous ones.
They lost a great leader when Bubba the Hutt.
Bubba the Hutt.
Yes.
I heard that you have lost many leaders.
We have, but that is just a part of our more effective management.
Downsizing.
Does our productivity waver regardless of our renovations? No.
Without a centralized head, it doesn't matter if a few underlings here and there are destroyed. The huts have such a rigid hierarchy, one person is missing, the entire pyramid collapses.
So the Black Sun can give us money?
We're more like a corporation.
Lots of money.
Family. And that family is dysfunctional.
Lots of money.
Who's asking for money?
The separatists. It's weird. They were giving money, getting money. You're kind of trying to understand why the wheels are working this way. We'll go ahead with the factory of Mustafar if you're good with that.
Wonderful.
It sounds profitable for both of us.
Do you have specs on this factory with you? I want to see how far it's come along.
Well, we can get it, you know, and they lead you up to basically their room.
But I must, you must give us your reassurance that you will no longer work with the Huts.
The Huts are, will no longer be a consideration for our organization. They will be, once again, forced back to traveling the same sort of trash they have dealt with for years.
They can stay the scums of the Outer Rim.
Yeah.
And you will protect us?
Of course we will.
We protect all of
you. You pat them on the head, you wipe their behinds, and they follow you completely. They give you plans to Mustafar. Apparently there's going to be a huge droid factory that will be opening there shortly.
Droid factory? Ooh. Maybe I should invest.
Yeah, I can see it. The IGBC
Nothing interesting has ever happened or will ever happen on Mustafar.
The Separatist delegation look forward to seeing you. They will see you at the port maybe when they're pulling out next to you guys and your stealth ship. Next to the Huts, badass ship. And next to a big sail barge. It's a light sail barge that's out there.
Mm-hmm. And you know who is in the sail barge?
No, but I will say that basically. We'll go out of game with this.
Grievous is a sail barge?
Get you out, guys.
What?
Only the human makes. Who might own a sail barge?
Oh, I actually figure it out. My
double play. No, I saw it.
White sail. Interstellar.
I don't know.
Palpatine.
The only person I. Anakin. Didn't he? Dooku. That's right. I knew somebody was chasing somebody.
Contact, yeah, that's the guy.
His contact was Dooku.
Oh, the guy.
It was a dark acolyte. Dooku's been training people behind the scenes to be dark Jedi like him.
Right.
He's just converted. He's actually quit just several months before this. He quit the Jedi just before this. So, you guys have interfered in one economic plan that they had. You've also, by following up on it, were shown that you guys were willing to go all the way, that you might have even chased this all the way to Mustafar. You could have changed the direction of the world.
But
I'm out of time, so I gotta go, bye.
So I prefer the nothing interesting has ever happened or ever will happen.
No, no,
which actually, that's
the specific. It's the last one where they fight
the lava.
And actually, that factory never opened. It was part of the processing they got the major ores for. Apparently, I don't understand. I read it's conflicting information again.
Right.
But yes, basically they didn't build the droids there; they built everything around it, like the whole manufacturing process is part of a larger whole.
Right.
So while the Separatists are trying to join their businesses together, it's a lot of conglomerations like corporate sector, techno union, guilds. All these guys are trying to put legitimate services together to protect their own tax-free interests. That's what they want.
So we've delayed the Separatist rise.
Yes, you've certainly, and you've basically funneled the direction it goes in. Plus, you've told Dooku that he failed. He faced off against the Mando.
Yes, the point is,
the Separatists are the good guys.
There's no good guys here. There's no good guys here.
All right.
He's got Separatist leanings, although I really didn't go in on that a lot. He's of course got nothing but Separatist neighbors and family, basically. His world actually could be Imperial again, but Eradu actually keeps taking all the business. And Eradu's Palpatine's personal pet planet, as far as business interests. He made the summit there. He directed for the both the assassination and the meeting.
So the guy who told me I wasn't the right guy for this job, that was Dooku or that was somebody else?
That was Dooku. I wanted to see if you would spend a force point trying to detect him because he was done moping.
He was what?
Done more. It's in the back of the book. Look it up. It's the Sith thing that they do where they basically provoke you and try to make you angry or fearful. So he was trying to tap you by saying, find out who I am and let me find out what kind of man you are and see if you can join my team.
Oh, I see.
And if it fails, we'll eliminate you.
Right. I like smelling flowers.
But it's, you know, and you have both a Sith device, a lightsaber that was owned by a former powerful Sith,
Exar Kun,
and you own a belt. belt which owns a cube of Jedi knowledge. Much like the Sith mostly do the pyramids of Jedi knowledge, which is why you had a Sith pyramid. I thought you knew that what this device was. The curved object I took, this literally is a lot like the image I've seen for Asajj Ventress, which is Dooku's personal next in line. At least it was Dooku's plan. It was her curved lightsaber that he gave to him.
Well, that's what you mentioned before, a curved lightsaber, so that's what it was drawn.
Right, and it's like a curved mace lightsaber is what it was. So you could have even used it as a mace, but it was evil. So.
Nice. Awesome.
You did some awesome rolls right there. You guys did some really awesome planning. Really appreciate it. I hope you had fun.
A little hurt at the end.
You have a happy ending, absolutely. You're doing all right.
I think I have a happy ending, but I'm not
you
sure.
You accomplished your goals, but you were very confused, but you're not emotionally confused, which is what disappoints Sith. You are still on the straight path, and you are still clean on the good side. You did a remarkable job.